Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about having our good friend Kathleen Abernathy on the show. She is an executive with Frontier Communications Corporation. She's EVP of External Affairs there, former commissioner at the Federal Communications Commission. Kathleen, I'd like to get you back on another day and talk to us about your experience with the FCC and maybe get a little analysis from you on what you think the FCC is doing these days. We'll do that another day if you come back for us. So we're talking, folks, about the 50 best communities that Frontier...
Yeah, we're down to the 50 quarterfinalists.
50 quarterfinalists. And Frontier Communication has... It's really impressive, Kathleen. I talk on this show all the time about how to pull a program, how to pull a successful project together, what leadership looks like. You got to realize you can't do it all by yourself. So you guys have brought in all kinds of partners, and in many different directions. You've got to have coordination. You've got to have a goal. You've got to have something that people want to shoot for, that maybe it's just a little bit beyond their reach, a little bit out of their comfort zone, something that when they if they actually win, they feel like they've accomplished something, not just showed up.
Right.
And then there's a payoff. And this is what you guys have done here with this program is just one of the best I've ever seen. I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I want to thank you because, as folks may not know, you donated your book, Age of the Customer, to us so that all of our 50 quarterfinalists got a copy of the book. They're all using it. You also gave it to us at the senior management level at Frontier, and we much appreciated it. But what's really made a difference is this isn't now in the hands of these communities as they look ahead to where they want to take their revitalization plans. And it's a great educational tool for them. So that's just been terrific, and I can't thank you enough.
I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad it's helping. I hope it is. And the main thing is we all, Kathleen, have to realize that we're not in the 20th century anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in history, the way customers think of us, I'm talking about customers of communities, not just customers of companies. Their early thoughts about whether to hang out with us are different than they used to be, and that's what we're all having to learn. So I'm glad you guys are helping with that. So now what's next for the program?
So between now and April, we are giving the 50 communities an opportunity to refine their proposals and really take them to the next level as they partner with their adopt-a community companies. Like I said, these major companies like an AT&T or a Verizon or a Campbell Soup. So we're partnering all these communities with major companies, and we're having these celebratory dinners where we're, meeting with them and saying, great job just to get this far. So you have come and made it to the last 50. And
right.
Jim, we'd love for you to join us at one of those dinners.
I'd love to. I thought you'd never ask.
So we'll coordinate with you, see if you can attend one of these dinners and maybe talk to the folks and give them a little advice.
I'd love to. That'll be fun.
Yeah, they want to make it. It's the quarterfinalists, so they're going to want to make it to the semifinalist round where we'll have a big summit. And the other thing I failed to mention earlier is, Vince Gill has been a terrific partner.
Right. He was at your big kickoff in Nashville.
He was, and he has totally embraced this. He's inviting some of our folks to concerts that he's holding.
Right.
We're going to do a press conference with him out in Walla Walla, Washington in early September where he's doing a concert. Yep. Yep. And one of our 50 quarterfinalists he's given him tickets to the concert. So he's been such a great partner, and he's a true believer in empowering and embracing
small What does the semifinal round look like?
The semifinal round is basically they'll then have to actually implement.
How many will be semifinal?
They'll be 12.
12, okay. From 50 to 12.
And then as they're implementing, they'll then come into a summit, which we'll be planning probably in Durham, which is in our footprint of areas we serve, but they're too big to compete. So they'll host
right.
this summit. And they can actually then make presentations to a team of judges about what they've done in their community.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about our
this will happen the rest of this year, but then you'll make your final presentation, drop the gavel next year, right?
Actually, yeah, they'll get another 100,000 each to start the implementation, and then we'll announce the grand winner.
That'll be next year.
Right.
The grand prize, the top three communities?
$3 million, $2 million, $1 million.
Wow. This is so exciting.
Money.
I'm telling you, folks, give us the website again, Kathleen.
AmericasBestCommunities.com. I was wrong.
.com. AmericasBestCommunities.com. And yes. Check that out. And folks, I'll tell you, get into the details. Go into the weeds on this thing. Look at what they've done. Read the fine print of this thing. And it's a clinic on how you can start a project and bring in partners and put it together and finish it. Kathleen, I want to congratulate you on this. This won't be the last time we'll talk to you about it. We're going to continue to get reports from you. I appreciate it very much.
And we're going to see you at one of our celebration dinners.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there. Thanks, Kathleen. Kathleen Abernethy.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, with Frontier Communications. Don't forget, AmericasBestCommunities.com. Check that out. I think you'll like it. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Got a high rise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.